This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. Several of this year's most talked about art house movies were given an X rating from the Motion Picture Association of America. The X rating has come under fire from film directors and distributors who say the X has become a form of economic censorship. Many theaters won't show X-rated films. Some newspapers won't advertise them. Miramax, an independent film distributor, sued the Motion Picture Association of America over its X rating of their film Tie Me Up, Tie Me Down. Last week, New York State Court Judge Charles Ramos upheld the X rating, but criticized the classification system, calling it an effective form of censorship. An X means no one under 17 admitted, usually because of explicit sex or extreme violence. Critics of the classification system say although X was intended to indicate adult subject matter, the X-rated films have come to be regarded as pornography. They blame this in part on the fact that the X is the only MPAA rating that was never copyrighted. This allowed the pornography industry to advertise their films as X-rated, a real selling point for hardcore porn. A growing number of people in the film industry advocate a new rating, A for adult, to differentiate between pornography and more serious films. A little later, we'll hear from the head of marketing for Miramax, and we'll talk with Wayne Wang, whose new movie was just given an X. But first, we call Jack Valenti, the founding president of the Motion Picture Association of America. The rating system was created under his direction 22 years ago. I asked Valenti to respond to Judge Ramos's criticisms of the rating system.
If the judge had done his homework, he would have found that I invented that rating system to prevent government from interfering in the freedom of expression of creative filmmakers. Under the Supreme Court decision of 1968, it is perfectly legitimate and legal, and it's not tormenting to the Constitution, for states and counties or cities to organize their own rating and classification boards. And I thought, my God, if we have that take place, you would have chaos in the marketplace. You would have hundreds of boards coming into being, all of whom would be making judgments about movies. It would be cacophony would be the norm, and we'd be drowning in a tangle of confusion. So I determined that we should have freedom of the screen, and so I junked all the old production codes that my predecessors had put in. And we invented a rating system, totally voluntary. No one has to submit their picture. No one has to cut 1 millimeter of their film. And all we did was to give advance cautionary warnings to parents saying, you should find out more about this film before you allow your child to see it.
Let me quote something else from this recent decision. The judge said the Motion Picture Association of America, having acquiesced in the use of the X rating by the pornography industry, may well have some affirmative responsibility to avoid stigmatizing films with an X rating. So what they're saying is since pornography has been using the X to describe its films, anyone who gets an X now, people will see it as being pornography.
Well,
let me ask you, one of the reasons why that's happened, I think, is because the X, unlike the PG or the R, was never copyrighted by the MPAA. And it was usurped by the pornography industry. Why did that happen?
Well, first, if the judge had done his homework, he'd realize there hasn't been a pornography picture submitted to the rating system for years. Number two, the theater that shows pornographic pictures is practically extinct. Hardcore porn pictures go into video, home video. They don't go to theaters now. And number three, I don't know of any pornography pictures that use X. They use triple X, hot, steamy, wow, erotic. And they have all sorts of descriptions which tell people what's in their movie. They don't want just X. X to the rating system means for adults only. You see, the rating system is being made a patsy for a few publicity wizards. There are only about 5 or 6, maybe 10 films that are causing all this furor, and they're causing it because they realize that National Public Radio wouldn't be interviewing me if they hadn't gone to the press and screamed about their X rating. They're getting a lot of publicity, doing a lot of business, and you're going to see a lot more of these pictures. That these are small pictures where the distributor doesn't want to spend any money on advertising. So he says, how can I make my picture known? I know what I'll do. I'll kick the rating system in the backside. I'll scream censorship, and then I'll get on all the morning TV shows, and I'll be interviewed on National Public Radio. And I think, I don't want to sound pejorative. I want to laud these publicity people, because I think they've done a superlative job.
Well, what many filmmakers and distributors are saying now is that there needs to be a distinction between a film that is X-rated because it is pornographic and a film that shouldn't be seen by children because it is adult in subject matter, but it's not just a pornographic film. And many of the films in question now, like Tie Me Up, Tie Me Down, Henry Portrait of a Serial Killer, Wayne Wang's New Movie Life is Cheap, are the films that this controversy is centering around. What do you think of the A rating?
Well, I don't think anything of it at all, because the A rating tells the rating board, now you must now make a distinction between two adults-only categories. You must say that this film is an artistic adults-only film, and this film is a non-artistic film. That is, you must make a judgment and say that this kind of bestiality, necrophilia, incest, mind-twisting violence is artistic, and this is not. We can't do that. The rating board cannot, must not, make quality judgments. The presumption of quality in a picture is left to film critics and to audiences, because once we start making judgments about what is artistic or what is tasteful, the taste that resides in the movie or its singular vacancy, that's the moment in which the rating board becomes a movie review. And I suspect that the Society of Film Critics would rise in outrage over this usurpation of their territorial imperative, and guess what? I would support them. Indulging in value and quality assumptions is not the role of the rating board, nor can it be.
When you decided to form the classification system, why did you decide to have the jury be a jury of parents? And I'm wondering how those parents are chosen.
Well, nothing mysterious. They're just people who are parents. We don't want psychiatrists and psychologists, because frankly, it depends on what psychiatrist and psychologist you have. You know, if you go into a courtroom today and somebody's being tried for murder, the prosecution brings in a psychiatrist and says, this man is competent to stand trial. The defense brings in a psychiatrist and said, no, he's crazy. So psychiatrists never agree, neither do psychologists. So we said we wanted people to make judgments that other parents would feel was an accurate depiction of this picture, so giving them some advance cautionary warning so they could find out more about this film. Now, when we say people, so only parents should be doing that, because parents are parents, and parents are the ones to whom this entire rating system is directed and for whom it was designed.
But parents are as subjective as psychiatrists, certainly, and you could find parents representing every view on the entire spectrum of any issue you could come up with, probably.
Well, that's right. So what is the alternative?
What are they told in how to evaluate movies? What kind of preparation are they given?
Their preparation is, as a parent, what kind of a rating do you think a parent ought to have? What do you think is a rating that a parent would think would be an accurate rating? There is no way to have do's and don'ts. As a matter of fact, the first thing I did when I took this post was to junk the production code, which literally had 40 pages of do's and don'ts. You can't do open-mouth kissing. If two people are in bed, each of them have to have a foot on the floor, which means you got to be Nadia Comaneci if you're going to do more than affectionately smile at somebody. This is stupid. You can't have do's and don'ts for creative movies. You can shoot a scene 40 different ways. So there is no objective thing. What is too much violence? Is it a fist fight? Is it the cattle rustler killing the sheriff? Is it John Wayne hitting the beaches at Iwo Jima? Is it okay to kill 20 people in a machine gun nest, but wrong to kill one person on the street? I mean, what is too much violence? I think psychologists have wrestled with this question. The Supreme Court can't even define what pornography is. So all of this is totally subjective. So we have one criterion, and that is, rate this film as a parent might feel is an accurate rating for this film. And that's the criterion that we use.
What kind of parents are on there? How are they chosen? And I'm thinking there's so many different kinds of communities around the country.
Well, we only have 11 people on this panel. Obviously, it's not a microcosm of 240 million people. We, the California Parent Teachers Association offers names. People write in. Sometimes the teacher is going to take a sabbatical leave and would like to serve on the board. There's nothing mysterious about it. We try to choose people who are parents and who like movies and would like to serve on the board. We interview them. We don't accept them all. We accept some.
What standards do you use, though, to choose which parents make it on?
Well, we have no standard. We interview people and talk to them. That's what standards we use. We don't have a do's and don'ts for it.
But what kind of balance is there between
well, we got blacks,
parents?
We got whites, we got males, we got females. But as I said, you can't have seven full-time members and four part-time members. Now, if you can tell me how you can assess quotas on that, then you're a better man than I am, Gunga Din.
Because of this controversy about the classification system, and it's under attack by some filmmakers and distributors, and the judge in this recent decision questioned the classification system, what are your fears now about what might happen? What are your concerns?
I have no concerns. I think the rating system is doing just fine. And as a matter of fact, we take a poll every year by the Opinion Research Corporation of Princeton, New Jersey. In the last decade, we've found that 70 to 74% of parents with young children find this rating system very useful to fairly useful in helping them decide their children's movie going. Some 20 to 24% find it not useful. So the constituency to whom we are directed is supportive of this system. And I'm not going to let three or four distributors and maybe a dozen films out of the 10,000 that we have rated force us to do things that I think are wrong.
Miramax Films is the distribution company that took the MPAA to court over the X rating of their film Tie Me Up, Tie Me Down. Russell Schwartz is the senior vice president of marketing for Miramax. Two other Miramax films received X ratings this year, The Cook, The Thief, His Wife and Her Lover, and Hardware. Russell Schwartz wants the MPAA to add an A rating to their classification system for films that have adult content but aren't pornography.
There's a problem with the perception of what X is in this country, and there's a problem that the MPAA seems to be digging its feet in and not making what I would feel is a very, very simple change in the rating system, and then all this flop would go away.
How does an X rating affect your ability to distribute a movie?
We have found that the X rating has a significant impact on the way we are allowed to release the films, and that begins from newspapers around the country who did not necessarily take ads or on a case-by-case basis. While they don't necessarily have any blanket policy about not accepting X-rated ads, they certainly look at every ad and decide whether they even want to take the advertising. Any kind of broadcast, whether it's independent stations or networks, will not take X-rated movie ratings, whether they even if they go out unrated. We have been able to get some of the ads for these two pictures on cable, but it is certainly it's a much smaller audience than when we wanted to get the advertising going. Many theaters throughout the country have real estate clauses in their contracts with the real estate owners of the shopping malls, where many theaters, as you know, are in. They're not allowed to run X-rated films, and it goes on and on and on.
What's the difference between having a film go unrated and the film having an X?
You have a little more latitude in terms of theaters that will play the picture. Some exhibitors will say that they will play the film unrated, even though it may have gotten an X rating, but still, the ultimate net effect might be the same. You're still dealing with a film that has gotten publicity as an X rating, and you are still tied to the same problems that you have whether the film kept the X at all. We could not go out with an X-rated picture. There was just no way that we could do it. The only recourse that we have as an independent is to go out unrated, but that is not what we want.
You're an advocate of creating a new rating, A, for adult. What would A signify?
Well, I'm an advocate for creating a new rating or for eliminating the X entirely and just replacing it. I mean, both of those are fine for us. The A rating would be to reinstate the X rating as to what it was when it was originally introduced by the MPAA 20 years ago. That's when films that were mainstream Hollywood pictures, like Midnight Cowboy, which went on to win an Academy Award for Best Foreign Film, for Best Picture of the Year, went out with an X rating. And at that point, X meant that this is a film that should not be seen by children under 17, even with an adult, But it was still a legitimate category. It was a legitimate rating. By not copyrighting the letter, the MPAA has allowed that rating to be co-opted by the pornographers, has allowed it to be bastardized, and it therefore has become to mean something other than what the original intention was. An A rating would either restore the integrity of what the initial idea of the X was and let people know that this is a serious film, albeit not a pornographic one, or if one got rid of the X and replaced it with an R plus or whatever letter, or an A letter. I somehow don't think the MPAA would allow us to, would institute an A letter for this, but whatever the letter may be, it would get it back to what it was meant to be when it was initially started.
Jack Valenti, the head of the Motion Picture Association of America, has said that he doesn't want to have to make qualitative decisions between, for instance, an X or an A. He doesn't want to have to distinguish between artistic bestiality and exploitative bestiality. He thinks that's a difficult, if not impossible, thing to do and not something that his group ought to be doing. What do you think?
I think it's nonsense. I think he's doing it already. He's already differentiating between G, PG, PG-13, and R. He was willing to differentiate between R and X. The problem is now that studios have only one adults category to release their pictures under, which is R, since none of them will go out X. So R has become in itself a bastardized letter. What was meant to be two categories is now only one. So look at what R rating means now. R is the wastebasket that everything gets put into. And you've got so many variations of R-rated movies now that I can't believe that was the intent. 5 years ago, when there was no PG-13, all of a sudden the MPAA, you know, with their member powers and the member studios, came up with a letter, PG-13, that differentiated between PG and R. So I don't see what the problem is going between R and X, if X must stay.
Would you like to see the classification system removed altogether?
I've been thinking about that. But at this point, I do feel that there's a need for a system. I do feel that an advisory system is necessary. I just think it has to be one that's updated to our times.
You've questioned the X rating within the classification system. What are your opinions of who sits in judgment on the films, the panel of parents?
Well, that in itself is a pretty interesting group. We don't know how they're appointed. We don't know who they are. I don't know what the tenure is of the parents in Los Angeles. I don't know how long they are in, how long they're out. I don't know whether there's... I don't know what the lobbying efforts that go on inside the system. It's a very, very private system. And for a system that supposedly polices itself, it certainly seems very closed in terms of people like us who are trying to get some information about how it's done, getting any information.
Do you think that certain kinds of films are more likely to be singled out for an X?
I think maybe it's easier for the MPAA to look at independent films and say that this is not; these films could be more harshly rated, because they know we have the ability to go out unrated. So it's easier for them to give us the X rating, and we go out with the R rating, and the system stays intact. That cannot happen with the studio or the member company. So I think there's perhaps a little more feeling that the independent distributors. And I don't know, all of a sudden there's been so many films that have come out, not just from Miramax, but from other countries, other companies that are also receiving our X ratings. And it's just a curious fact of our times, I guess.
In one of the larger companies, they wouldn't allow a film to go out with an X.
They can't.
What does that mean, they can't?
They can't. No, they can't go out with an X rating because they have the same problems. They would run into the same problems that we do. Advertising, theater selection, public perception. No, they just can't. It's just impossible for them.
So they'll just recut a movie until it gets the R.
Right, right. Which is in itself a whole question that it certainly puts them at odds with the creative community, I think, and that will become more and more intense, and I do believe there'll be more battles on maybe a more mainstream level that will be heating up. I mean, every day there seems to be some director or some writer, some group, that is calling for a relook at the system. And I think it's becoming obvious from Mr. Valenti's own peers that there's a system that needs to be overhauled. The system is just as much of a system that works or doesn't work for the people that it was made to police, i.e. the creative community in Hollywood itself, as much as it was, as it is, as a guideline for parents. It's not the innocent, benign guideline for parents that he keeps saying it is. It's much more important than that. It's a much bigger thing than that. Much bigger issues that are raised here than just a simplistic guideline.
Russell Schwartz of Miramax Films. Wayne Wang is one of the latest film directors to get an X rating. For his film, Life is Cheap, but Toilet Paper is Expensive. Wang also directed the films China's Missing Dim Sum, Slam Dance, and Eat a Bowl of Tea. I asked him about the scenes in his new film that got the X rating.
The first one is a shot of our main character flipping through a porno magazine. Actually, it's a magazine called A Pop and Mamas. They're actually pregnant women, which is, you know, readily available in the market, you know, everywhere. Two is a shot of our main character at the end of the film where he's punished and he's being forced to eat feces. And three is a shot of one of the bad guys in the film talking on a mobile telephone while he's going to the bathroom. And four is a violent shot of actually an arm getting cut off, which in our film is actually used as a dream sequence.
And I should say that the scene of the man relieving himself on the toilet, there's no nudity. It's the sound that I think they probably objected to.
Well, it's the sound, and you actually do see some excrement coming out, but it's all blocked by subtitles. But one other thing, I mean, I can explain all these different reasons and why we wanted to do them. I mean, one of the big things about that particular instance of a guy in a bathroom talking on a mobile telephone and then relieving himself is because mobile telephone is so obnoxious in Hong Kong. Everybody has it. You know, no matter where you go, you see guys with their, you know, mobile telephone. And in Hong Kong, a lot of the bathrooms are still the old primitive squat-style bathrooms. So here you see a guy squatting to go to the bathroom and with this modern technology talking on the phone. So I just thought it's a very, you know, appropriate comment on Hong Kong.
When you were given an idea of what the problems were in the film, the perceived problems that gave you an X, did you consider removing those scenes or toning them down?
Well, no, because I think it's very important when we made the film, we made it in a no-nonsense, straightforward way to show exactly some of the things we saw in Hong Kong. And to take them out or tone them down would completely, you know, change the film or destroy the film. For example, the scene where the hero of our movie is being punished and he has to eat, feces, that's a very crucial scene in a movie. If we took it out, I mean, it wouldn't mean anything, because the whole point of the scene is that, you know, these gangsters in Hong Kong use this as a way to punish somebody, and it's so ridiculous. I mean, and they do it in the name of honor. And, you know, it's a black comedy that satirizes that. So if we took it out, then that scene would have actually no meaning at all.
What was it about the subject of this film that got you in a direction that landed you with an X rating?
Yeah, one of the things that kind of got me more freer and more opened up in terms of what I wanted to show on screen was in the making of Eat a Bowl of Tea. There's sort of like very subtle censorship from like a big studio movie in that they say, well, you know, we want a lot of audience to see this film, so we want to keep it sort of PG-13. And in that way, it's almost like there are a lot of things you can't do automatically. And there's kind of a feeling and frustration from that I felt, you know, I wanted to just to be free of any kind of censorship and be able to do a film that talked about, you know, sex and violence, so to speak.
Jack Valenti, who's the head of the MPAA, says it's really not their place to distinguish between art and pornography. Or to quote him, he says, "Do you want us to distinguish between artistic bestiality and non-artistic bestiality?" I mean, would you be happy investing the rating code people with that power to determine what's pornography and what's art?
I wouldn't, actually. but I think there are some simple things that you can look at very clearly. I think, you know, instead of like just looking at the scene and say this is sex, you know, maybe there's a way of looking at the fuller content and the intent of the film overall. And there are going to be lines of ambiguity, and those are the things that I think needs to be discussed to see if there is a way of finding, you know, a better way to categorize an A film.
That's film director Wayne Wang. I'm Terry Gross, and this is Fresh Air, and this is NPR, National Public Radio.